Welcome to our podcast on saving fisheries. Today we are joined by Dr. Divya Varkey, who is currently working at Freshwater Fisheries Society at UBC and has constructed a Bayesian decision network model as a management strategy to control fishing practices while reducing conflict between affected parties. A decision network model can assess the trade-offs between these groups under multiple scenarios and essentially help to find an agreement among them. Here, we will simplify the model and find out more about how else it can be used. Have a listen. Thank you for speaking with us, Divya. Could you compare the process of the model to something we encounter every day?
Let's say we are going from place A to place B, right? And you can take two routes to go there. On one route, you know that there is more traffic. And let's say on another route, you know that there is potential for more accident because you have to cross like two or three bridges to get to that place. And now calculation that you do in your head where you weigh against how much time that will take you in traffic versus how much you think there could be a chance for an accident. Like for example, if it's a rainy day, you might choose the place with more traffic because you want to avoid the accident. Or rainy day or snowy day, you don't want to cross three bridges on a snowy day. All those calculations that you did in your brain is what the Bayesian decision model is.
And this makes sense because in your model, you had to take into account scenarios with different levels of reef restoration, as well as the other factors from fishing and tourism industries before ultimately coming up with the conservation decision. So the next question is, how did the model make all the calculations to reach this decision?
For example, this is a coral reef ecosystem model, and you say that the biomass of the coral reef fish is so many tons on the reef. But then that value that you have put in the model is not like exactly, you have made your best calculation, but there is possibility for error around it. Like let's say you have 100 tons of groupers on the reef, but it could be 101 tons.
Then this must mean there is a range of possible values for each of the calculated scenarios in the model. And then the model would have to decide how likely each event would happen.
And the model finally is able to integrate these probabilities and give you a final answer.
Now that we know how the model works, its ability to objectively evaluate the numerous factors in a difficult situation does seem to be quite amazing. Do you think it can be applied in other environments as well?
Yeah, I am actually thinking of one thing that might have got hidden is that this is based on an ecosystem model, but it is actually decoupled from the model and it is free to use as it is right now.
Then the model is not only tailored to just Raja Ampat in Indonesia?
This study was for coral reefs in Indonesia, and I was looking at the objectives of the fishing industry, the tourism industry, and our interest to conserve the coral reef ecosystem. It provides a very easy to use framework for decision analysis. So you could do a similar study with the marine environment in Canada, and you could bring together the different users of the systems here.
That is good news. Perhaps we will see it put to use in our own local environment in the near future as well. So there you have it. With this new insight given to us by Dr. Varkey, you can see that the Bayesian decision model is like a supercomputer that can take into account a bunch of variables and output an answer accordingly. We hope you enjoyed listening to how this model works and learning about its many capabilities.